Get him.
Welcome, folks. Y'all come on in and make yourself at home. This here? Well, this is the Rolling Thunder Podcast, your home for all things Rolling Thunder. This episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast is presented by Mossy Oak Camouflage, because everything is better in Bottomland. And Lucky Duck Premium Decoys, masters of deception.
Welcome to another episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. We've got something a little different for you. We're not exactly known for having short episodes, so this is a little bit of a departure from that. We are putting together what we call our lunch pail shows. And the idea behind that is it's something a little bit shorter that you can listen to on your lunch break or while you're headed to the work or something along those lines. Today, joining us from blustery cold North Dakota, Blake McWilliams. What's going on, Blake?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Man, doing good. Wishing I was up in North Dakota between Spence and the boys doing work on them, and then I'm seeing your stuff coming through. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, it's been good to us, man. We're a long way from home, but, I mean, you put your time in, and you come up here and do your scouting, get your permission, all that stuff. You can pound them when they're here.
Man, so how long have y'all been up there? I mean, from the time y'all got up there to when y'all started scouting and getting on birds, like, kind of walk me through some.
We've been here Sunday. So yesterday was a week.
Okay.
We've been here a week. We got up here. We got some friends that are locals. Come up here with them and moved into our house, whatnot. Took one day and then started scouting. And there's a few areas up here where we come. We've been going to for years, but 4 or 5 years I've been coming up here.
Yeah.
And we just, it kind of made it seem a little easy right before this freeze. I feel like we were right on the freeze line. And
yeah.
There was stuff coming out of the north every day we hunted. And, I mean, it really wasn't too bad. We smoked them, but about after the third or fourth day, it got to 1 degree here.
Good.
Where we were. We went hunting one morning, it was 1 degree.
Gee, it's really bad. We kind of joked, if you can put it on one hand, that's bad, but does it even matter? But, I mean, once it gets below 10, does it matter? Or
I mean, not really. We went hunting 2 days ago, and it was 21, and it was just as cold as it was, and it was 1 degree.
Golly, I tell you, y'all fighting that wind up there, too. It's not like
it
is down
here.
Yeah,
that was the day it was bad, windy. No, there's no trees, flatlands up here, brother.
Goodness.
We're all wind chapped. Our lips look terrible. We bought 10 tubes of chapstick, but it's been good. But like I said, about after the fourth day is when it really got tough.
Yeah.
We had to move camps and come farther south and found a good feed right here around the town that we're staying in now.
Yeah.
And we got them, but I mean, we killed out that day too. And the next day we went scouting and it was a ghost town. So, I mean, there really ain't a whole lot to do up here besides hunt, drink a few cold ones. So we got the opportunity to shoot some pheasants. That's what we've been doing the past couple of days. We've been pounding them.
Oh, yeah? Big upland guy?
Yeah. I'll strap on orange every now and then.
Well, that's good stuff. How's Sugar doing? Is she out there running birds with you?
She's good. She's doing good. No, I haven't carried her pheasant hunting, but she did real good on the when I carried her duck hunting the first day. It was a little squirrely, but, hell, she's just like a year and 2 months old. She's still a puppy. But she's been doing good. I got kind of skittish. I didn't carry her on them days that it was so damn cold you couldn't see. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to put a bad juju
on her.
I didn't want to do that. So she hadn't hunted in 3 or 4 days. But the 3 times that we carried her, she was good. She's gonna be real good. I've had dogs in the past that have been more like aggressive to chase the ducks. that will break on you and stuff. Dude, she's so steady. She'll sit there. She won't do anything until I tell her. Man. And that's what you got to have.
That's ideal.
Yep.
Well, I mean, so I know this isn't your first time to go after a few ditch chickens, as Ben was calling them the other day, but I mean, yeah. how do you line it up to some of your waterfowl experiences? I mean, it's different, it's new, but
no, but I mean, man, we killed a. It's a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, we've got there's some other people here that we're friends with that are from Wisconsin that are here as well, and they are here just to do Sully pheasants. So they got five dogs. We went today. We killed a 10-man lamb. We killed 30 roosters. Oh, it was just. We pounded them, man, and we did good yesterday. I think we killed like 16. So, I mean, it's crazy though how like where we were at the beginning of our trip, you didn't hardly see roosters. And then we come down here southeast, and it's just every bend you make, they're just standing there like turkeys in the field.
I mean, is that just changes in weather or harvests? Like ending, they don't have as much cover, or what do you think that is?
I have no idea. I'm a greenhorn to this pheasant deal, but I guess it's just because it's more food. I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of food in the other areas. It may just be because the other area must have had such more harsh winters or something. I don't know.
But yeah,
it's crazy right here where we are. We didn't start hunting to 2 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, we'd done killed our 10-man limit.
I love that, man. That's a busy day.
Yeah.
Busy day going. So y'all do waterfowl in the morning and then knock it off, or y'all were saying y'all are moving today and then you.
We've been scouting and scouting, and really, I like shooting geese, but I'm a duck guy at heart, and that's what you can really trick some good bunches up here and. Yeah. They've just left. They're not here. Where I am.
Well, I think they're on their way to us.
That's right. We're ready to get home and cut them pumps on, get some corn flooded, watch her fill up.
I was in Arkansas this past weekend doing some stuff, and there's a lot of birds that are already a bunch of specks pushed down. You're starting to see a lot of snows and everything. I mean, a lot of teal, even saw some mallards. Yep.
Begun. We got a guy that deer hunts. He's a diehard deer hunter, a real good friend of the family. He hunts the farm, and he said every morning that he's going hunting, he's heard mallards in the woods.
Oh my! Like, boys,
time to pack this up.
I was about to say it's time to go on back to to go back to Brownsville.
Yes, there.
Man, and it's also that kind of this time of year. I mean, y'all have been working so hard. And
for some reason this year sticks out to me as the hardest we've had to work, just because of, I mean, hell, floods that are that bad, and it blew. We had 5 levees we had to fix.
Hell, you built the Panama Canal over there off Bear Creek.
We did.
That levee back there is.
I got tired of getting blown away over there.
Yeah.
You know, got our heads together with a plan, and she's a big girl.
That would survive a naval barrage. I mean,
I think so.
Man. But I
don't think it's going to blow. Hope not.
No. Knock on wood and all that, but.
Yep.
No, it looks like it just couldn't be shaping up better for y'all at Mallard States. I mean,
it's looking good. As long as we don't get a flood in half of America. Is underwater.
Yeah.
I think we'll be in good shape. The refuge, the past couple of years, they didn't really have much food just because of all the rain and all that stuff. A lot of people didn't have food. Hell, our food's terrible. But this year, some of the best corn we've had. All of our millet and rice looks good. We got some soybeans. We got, a buffet, big time buffet.
Price smorgasbord.
300 acres worth. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the refuge, their food looks great, too. So it ought to be a lot more birds around in our little old bottom.
Absolutely. So y'all have a few more spots. I mean, it's on the same property, right? It's on the same block there.
Yeah.
But y'all put in some more, not just the refuge, not just Willow Heat, not just Pet Sim, but I mean, we're looking at a few other places. I mean, have you introduced them to the world yet, or are you going to kind of sit on those for a little bit longer?
Well, no. One of them that I'm really, really fired up about, it's a farm that's on the west end of all of our stuff. It's as far west towards the refuge on the big side of the river that we have. It's as far west. It's this field is the closest to any other refuge.
And
it's right on the river. It was it was like an 8 or 10 acre plot, deer food plot through WRP. We cleaned it up. It wasn't in the program, but it's right in the middle of all that stuff.
Sure.
We cleaned it up and got her looking good, put a levee around it, and it's going to be something. That's where we planted our rice, and rice did okay. I'm not a rice farmer. I never really messed with it, so it's my first dabble with that. But
that's some wild rice. Made,
yeah, some of it made, and some of it didn't, but that's just part of it. We got rice and millet in there. I put the boards in, and they're calling for like 3 inches this Thursday, so she ought to be full of water.
Well, I feel like in the life of a duck hunter, you're either talking about having too much water or not enough, so.
Yep.
I'm hopeful for you guys.
Yep, me too. I'm ready to keep growing and try to get a bunch of wells and just flood half of Brownsville, really. That's all I want to do.
Well, I mean, it's been really good for y'all so far. I mean, so y'all are all booked up for this season?
We are. We're no longer taking any more reservations. We've been blessed, dude, especially with this COVID stuff, man. It kind of scared me a little bit. And
sure.
We got some precautions as we're going to take at the lodge, you know, just about like everything. You don't have to wear a damn mask when you come duck hunt with me. I ain't worried about that.
So if I wore a mask in the blind, you'd make fun of me?
Yeah. Well, hell yeah. It's retarded anyway.
I'm just kidding. I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, so y'all doing that. And, I mean, who else you got up there with you? Did I see Gomer up there with y'all?
Yeah, me and Russ and Joey and Gomer and Garrett.
Man.
Are the five idiots that are up here.
Y'all are the road
our
warriors.
Good buddies from, good buddies from Wisconsin are in. It's 10 of us.
Yeah.
It's been a damn ball. It's been a great trip. I've had some real good trips up here, but I really haven't had the luck of, I mean, it's just been weird this year, lighting such big, big, big bunches.
Yeah.
I mean, normally, you know, 50 to 75 is expected up here and dry when it's cold, you know. That's something that we don't really get into at home. When we hunt our food, it's most time pairs and fours and fives or whatever. But, man, we got them in the snow one morning, and it was some of the coolest shit I've seen. I bet we had 600 ducks walking in the decoys, and I just let them keep coming and keep coming. I think we had 8 guns. I think we killed 14 out of that bunch, and I was going nuts. I couldn't puke.
I was like, given your proclivity for projectiles, I figured you'd be kind of hurting.
I couldn't. It was ridiculous. the day before that, which I like I said, I ain't a real big snow goose guy, but there was this field, man, that was damn, my God. I don't know how many, I have no idea. And everybody's always on you. You're the one that scouted it and they don't come back. We're sitting there. It's one of the days you can hunt all day. We're just sitting there. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5:30. We're like, my God, they're not going to come back. And all of a sudden,
bam.
All of them come back. We had 4 volleys. We got our limit of speckled bellies, like 29 snow geese or something. It was insane.
Those hunts, those are the kind of hunts that make you kind of question like all the other times you might have packed it in early.
Yep.
Because you're just like.
I was panicking. I was the one that found it. I was sitting there going, my God, we done put out 50 dozen decoys, and I'm sitting here. We ain't got some. They ain't nothing come back. I was like, this is not good.
It kind of hurts your feelings when you're out there picking up that many decoys after a hunt that just didn't happen. Because you kind of feel silly, right? You're like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's awful.
But when it works.
Yep. That's right. That's what you're gambling every time you dump it out. Unless the weather's right, you're gambling.
Yeah. So y'all are cooking up some speck fajitas from what I saw. That's pretty.
Oh, we've cooked speck fajitas. We've cooked speckle-belly stroganoff. We've cooked pheasant stew. Right now, one of the guys we're up here with has some mule deer backstraps. We've got them on the Traeger. It's just.
So you're not hurting for food.
We have eaten well. No. Joey's shirts are about to bust.
How's that diet working out still? You've pretty much canceled it now that duck season is kind of
unofficially started. It's cold up here, brother. It's cold. You got to get some groceries in your belly.
That's right.
To keep warm up here.
I know. You trimmed out this year. I was getting a little worried about you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of stress goes with all this shit. No, yeah. It's gonna be good. I'm ready. I'm so ready to get in Pet Cemetery. That's all I'm thinking about.
Man, me too. I just can't wait to see that first group come over when it's really game time.
Guaranteed puking, I promise. Yeah. First big bunch. So before we fix, so one of the bad storms that came through this past summer knocked a bunch of trees over for some reason in Pet Cemetery. So we got in there and we moved them around and kind of worked on the levee a little bit, make it a little bigger. Our biggest bunches in there last year were like 10, 12, but yeah. We'd always have just about, if not every time, every other time that we hunted on good conditions, we'd have a wad of like 50, 45, something like that. And they'd just spin and spin and spin and leave and off to the left. And that's kind of where we kind of opened it up a little bit, gave them a lot of room to see a bunch of blocks, a bunch of motion on the water.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it works. It has to work.
It has to. Yeah. I'm locked in. No, it's working. I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah, we're going to scald them out of there. There ain't no doubt.
Man, so.
I'm ready for it.
Golly.
Yep.
So when do you expect, you said you're going to open up the well here pretty soon, start flooding.
Yeah, we're going to, we got a couple people like Jeff and Yoke and Jacob Prather. They're still at home, so we're going to get them.
They're carrying the load at home?
Well, I don't know if they've done anything since we left. I don't expect it, but no, we got them. There's a couple smaller fields that are just off of the big boys. It's just, if you get, like, if we get a group of clients, they don't want to hunt with the same people, well, we got a 14-acre cornfield right here you can go hunt, or a 15-acre field here, just things like that. And we're going to get them to lock them up because it's supposed to rain 3 inches. We ought to have water in them. But the pumps are going to have to run for a while to pump up the fuge and the willow heat. I think it's like 18 days for willow heat. Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take with the fuge, because it used to be just 30 acres, and now it's like 85-acre square block of the Lord's millet, smartweed, willows, corn.
You might want to turn those pumps on now.
I know. I'm up here. Yeah, I know it.
All right, so y'all are going to be up there for a few more days. Are y'all?
Yeah, we're gonna get our pheasant fixed and kill plenty to bring home and share with clients and stuff like that. And other than that, we're out of here.
Yeah,
we've had a hell of a time, man.
That's awesome. It's been unreal. But Miss Paige wants to get you back in the house.
Oh yeah, yes. Well, no, it may not just be me. She wants to get Sugar back.
Oh,
that's her girl.
That's good. I'm a fan of that. That's another thing y'all do so well over at Mallard Estates is. Y'all know how to – y'all make some good food. I mean –
I'm looking at Joey right now turning these mule deer backstraps on the Traeger.
Oh, Joey and Bobcat and the whole crew back there.
Oh, yeah. Bobcat's the best popcorn maker this side of the Mississippi.
That's right. Well, yeah, there's been some people who have been asking for that duck popper pizza recipe, and I don't think we're going to give it to them.
I don't know, man. It's going to – it'll have to be a day we kill the piss out of them and been in too many beers.
And you're in a real good mood.
Let it go. Yeah.
People are asking. I mean, I'll give them step one. Step one is get ducks.
Yeah, shoot the damn ducks.
Yeah.
You got to have meat.
That's right.
It's a good gig. But the first time I'd made it, I mean, it was just a pretty good pizza. And then old Favre, he said, I've done this before. Let's try it like this. Holy. It's... Holy pizza. It's awesome.
Oh man,
it's awesome.
It's good stuff. Well, I'm like I said, I'm looking forward to getting up there with y'all and shooting with y'all again this year and hanging out. And
yes, sir.
Y'all just have a bunch of guys having as much fun as possible. That's what's really cool about your group is all y'all kind of grew up together.
Yep. I met Joey in college, and everybody else pretty much grew up together. Met Garrett in college, met Jacob Prater in college.
Yeah.
Four of us, one of Joey's best friends, so that's how it all goes. But all the other idiots, yeah, we all grew up, went to high school together. We've been hunting that farm since we could drive to get somebody to carry us. And then now look what we got. I mean, we're blessed, man, to say the least.
No, that's special. And the other thing, too, that I'll brag on y'all some more. It's not just the guys who are there for the season. It's easy to be there for the season in some ways just because that's kind of eating dessert. But the guys that are out there working for pizza, you know, putting corn in the ground, those are guys you want to hang on to.
Working for steaks and beer. That's how it is.
That's awesome.
I got to take you. What'd you say? You got a pampered bell cow? Them are my cows.
That's right.
Love to death. Gotta pamper them.
Well, that's good. So a couple more days, and then you're turning the car south or the truck south?
Getting back Thursday.
Okay.
As soon as we get home, we're going to take Saturday and Sunday. We got one more blind up to just touch up and got to figure out a way to hide at the new at our new field that we've never shot any at and cut the pumps on.
Man.
It's going to be you know how it goes. Once you start farming or doing something like that, first day sucks. Everything's going to tear up.
Oh, yeah.
That's just part of it. So
yeah, as soon as you hit the on switch, you figure out. What your next 3 days?
Everything. Yeah,
figure out what your next 3 days is going to look like. You're like, okay, let's figure out what's busted.
Exactly.
But anyway, well, that's great. So I guess we'll leave on a final note here. I mean, what's the number one thing besides just ripping them? I know you want to kill ducks, but like,
shit, you gotta
have
fun.
Number one thing that you're looking forward to this year out of the 2020 waterfowl season?
Pet cemetery. That's all I got. That's all awesome. I got. Pet cemetery. I've made that place my home. We put a new tube in there. Got lucky. Had a Walmart gift card. I bought like a 60-inch TV. We've got dish down there. Electricity.
What are you
kitchen.
Talking about? You mean like you won something, or you just like found it in a drawer and said, "Hey, I wonder if there's any cash on
it." I found it in my truck. I got it for Christmas. I found it in my truck. Yeah. Oh my God, this might have something on it.
That's a pretty solid Walmart gift card, if I'm saying so.
Yeah, ain't no doubt.
How do you even lose something like that?
I don't know. Jeez. I was playing out my truck.
Jeez.
I lose all kind of stuff.
I try to find it in my
But room. No, just having fun, man. Yeah. That's our number one priority. I don't care if we carry people. That's why I tell them all the time. I tell them, you can go to Disney World and not have as much fun as you're going to have with us. We're just going to make everything fun and do everything we can. We'll go ducks ain't flying. When Lucky Duck and Jeffs and everybody was up here last year, we went squirrel hunting, killed like 25 gray squirrels. They loved it. It's just, we'll do anything. We just want everybody to leave on a good note.
Man.
That's one of our good gigs.
Absolutely.
About how we operate the business.
No, that's totally true. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing Joey do Bohemian Rhapsody again on the karaoke machine.
Yeah, he's got it.
That boy can sing.
Man, he's got some pipes on him.
Man.
We were up here and
it doesn't take a lot to get him singing either.
No, we were up here staying with our buddy Corey. That's who we're up here with, one of our older camera guys.
Yeah.
His girlfriend's in-laws were in, and there's like three daughters and two sons, and they think they just belt out a cappella stuff, and Joey fell right in there with them.
Joey might not come back.
Yeah, I know.
He found his singing group. He found his place.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt.
Man. Well, that's good stuff. Well, Blake, I'm looking forward to getting up there with y'all, and I appreciate you joining us and hanging out. And
yes, sir. Absolutely.
Man, y'all be good the last few days in North Dakota. We'll see you soon.
All right, brother. Sounds good. Come see us.
We'll do it.
All right. We'll see
you. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast. We'll see you on the next one.